Sunshine and 61 degrees.
It is 8:48 at WEOL. Once again, good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are... Can we hear each other?
This is I don't know. Boy, what a crowd here today.
This is almost like L'Amour Divin last night when you were over at Avon Oaks enjoying the wine and the food for arthritis. But this morning, it's all about the manufacturing month. Lorain County Growth Partnership puts this on every year, and we're always invited to come be a part of this. And we have with us the head of the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, Tony Gallo. Good morning.
Good morning.
You mentioned something in your talk. We were talking about some things on this calendar, and it's funny. When it comes to manufacturing or places where things are taking place, you said, it's pretty cool, this one thing. And I thought, you know, that's kind of like the simple way, and that's the exclamation you get when you come to see some of these places. You see sort of a nondescript outside building that has a name. You're not sure who, where they make these things, what they are, but there's a lot of those in our county. If you go inside and then you get to see what happens in there,
right,
you'd say, oh, this is pretty cool.
You know, and it's sort of funny because a lot of what my opening comments are going to be, obviously we want to get the next generation, this whole emerging workforce involved with manufacturing. And the fact is that we have to show them that it's cool. They have to see that what is taking place is really kind of cutting edge, and it involves a lot of what they do today, you know, whether it's gaming or working, you know, on computers. So, you know, it's just kind of showing them, and there's a couple of websites that we work with for Manufacturing Month, you know, because Manufacturing Month is Manufacturing Month not just here in Lorain County or in Ohio, but across the United States. So there's some videos and some websites that show exactly how cool a lot of this manufacturing is.
Talk about cool. Right before we went on the air, we were talking about agriculture and robots. How can the two possibly get together?
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, a lot of what needs to be done is, I guess, working to make things efficient. And if the robots can actually help either move plants or move planters or insert seeds into dirt, you know, that it makes things more efficient. And a lot of, you know, people hear robots and they automatically think, well, we're going to lose jobs. But so many of the robots that are working in manufacturing today still have the human factor connected to them. I mean, it's not George Orwell's 1984. It's what's going to take us to the next level, take us through the 21st century.
Right, these are not the robots that have to have the lunch pail and punch in and out as they talk to each other.
It's not the Jetsons.
It's not the Jetsons. Something like that.
Not yet, anyway.
But you've got people who need to do the research, design those things, make sure they operate properly, and then think about what's next.
Yep. And that, you know, when we're here in a space like, you know, Parker Hannifin here in Elyria, and you find out that they're home to, you know, the world headquarters of research and development, you know, you would not know that when you're driving by this building. And it just looks like a nondescript building on the outside. You come inside and you realize that they're doing some really cool things.
Right, and real important things,
yes,
too.
Exactly.
I mean, there's things that have to do with industries. There's things that have to do with probably, you know, government and anything that needs to be done. We talked about underwater, even outer space. So
yeah,
they're everywhere.
The chamber, we were around the corner for a safety council meeting at Rhenium Alloys. And again, when you're there, you don't realize that some of what they produce goes up in the space shuttle, and it's in satellites. And, you know, that's all here in Lorain County. And the more we talk about it, the more people realize that, you know, so much we get hung up on, well, we can't lose these jobs because it's good for the economy. It's good for the economy. We're moving the world's economy when we have these kind of places in our neighborhood and in our county.
Right.
So,
well, we're so used to many years seeing cars come off an assembly line.
Yes.
And that was kind of the finished product that people could understand more, because
they
would buy those vehicles. They would see them on the road. A lot of these things, you never see them because they're buried deep within other pieces of equipment. We're looking over the deep oil rig, kind of a picture that's over here.
Oh, yeah.
And there's really important things that happen that go on there as well. We find out when you get somebody like Parker Hannifin to host this, they kind of have to do a little spit and shine polish, getting everything ready for the people to come through. But I bet there's also a little bit of pride that they get to show.
Absolutely.
Because
right,
they're coming to work every day, and it's another time for other people to sort of, wow, look what you do, and it kind of inspires them a little more.
This was 12 months in the making. They came up to us. Tim LaCrosse was actually at the Manufacturing Month kickoff last year at the Chronicle, and he came up to us and said, I'd love to host this next year.
So we will see, and of course there's a tour. Now this particular tour requires special eyewear.
Yep.
They've given us all sorts of different instructions, safety glasses, watch your footing, stay yep. within the lines.
Right.
Many times, and that's another aspect of manufacturing, is the safety aspect of it, because there's sometimes a lot of dangerous things that are going on.
There is, and it's, you know, a lot of times we have a hard time getting into these places, not only from a safety standpoint, but also from, you know, there's proprietary information right. that can't get out there, whether they're doing work for the U.S. government or, you know, other companies. So, right. you know, it's a little bit of both.
There's nobody suspicious wearing no. the glasses and mustache.
When you checked in, did you notice you had to check
Slugworth?
Yeah,
you were
a U.S. citizen.
Exactly.
So.
But it's kind of fun to come out and see some of these places. And what's planned for the people today? And maybe talk, I just did, in a broader sense, for Manufacturing Month for this year, 2016.
Well, there's going to be a lot of working with the local schools. We're going to have panels throughout a lot of the schools. And one of the things that we found out when we did a little research from our manufacturers, they said that the earlier we get the students involved, the better it is for them. So we actually have kind of expanded to the middle schools this year, which we had never done before. So, and again, a lot of my remarks that I'm going to be talking about is, you know, there are camps out there now in the United States that instead of, you know, sending your kid to, you know, a sports camp in the summer, there's manufacturing camps that are out there, and it's sort of a hands-on, let's get them involved, let's get their hands doing things. And you know, they recommend making sure that, you know, buy your kids the Legos, because believe it or not, that sort of shows them that they can build and that they can do something, and that, you know, just letting them see that there are things out there that they can do hands-on actually helps reinforce the fact that building and manufacturing something is very important.
Right. If you're building models, though, just be careful of the glue.
That's the only
part of that.
That was the best part when I was a kid.
That inspired you for other things, I suppose, as well. But
I collected baseball cards and I made, you know,
models as well. Sure, and it's one of those things, just how things fit together. But it's a chance for people to come out, and it's for boys and girls.
Absolutely,
too. You know,
yep.
Everybody can get involved.
We have grown up boys and girls here today.
Well,
we
sure. They're here because there's some pastries, yep. I believe, that are out here.
Well.
But there's going to be a presentation, and Tony, we're going to let you get going because I know you're going to be leading this. Tony Gallo with the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, the Lorain County Growth Partnership, hosting this event again. It's Manufacturing Month in Lorain County, and today is the kickoff.
Thanks, guys.
We'll have more in just a moment here at WEOL.